Love Talk Radio.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. It seems like I lost all my joy, all my hope. Oh, I know what I do. I'll call the joy doctor. Yes, 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 yes. Call the joy doctor. Yes, I am the joy doctor. I'm coming to you today to let you know that you can find joy within. And how do I know that? Because I found joy within myself. Hey, you have to dig deep. Yes, like they say in the country, you have to go down to the deep part of the well to bring it all up. Yes, this is your joy doctor. I'll be greeting you each Monday evening at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, that's www.blogtalkradio.com. In today's topic, we're going to talk a little bit about how to find joy within. Yes, how to find joy within. How did I come to that? I'm glad you asked. I come to that because, you know, looking at the news and all the things that are happening, it's not just happening to our senior citizens. It's happening to our young adults, our teens, and our children. Yes, all these things are happening to them. So we need to find out how to get them to have joy. And first, we must understand what joy is. Let's define joy. Joy is the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of processing what one desires. Yes, we always tell our children, you can be whatever you want to be. Yes, and I come to dissect that today. Yes, the joy doctor, I come to dissect that today. Yes, 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 to let you know that you can find joy within. And with our first person, you know, they was crying and they was lost and they couldn't find their joy, they couldn't find their peace. But I gave them a joy pill. Yes, I gave them a joy pill. I gave them something that would help them get on their way. And what was that? It's called the Attitude for Success. Yes, yes, we shared the book by Mr. Jeffrey, the motivator. Yes, we shared the book by Attitude to Success. And that's the beginning of joy. You have to have it within. You have to know that you are somebody. So that's our first deal we're going to talk about today, about how to find joy within. We're going to do a self-analysis of who am I. First of all, I want to let you know that you are somebody. You are significant. You are important. Doesn't matter what someone else say, you need to know that you are important. Don't let anyone tell you that you are insignificant, because you was born, birthed, born, and delivered here for a purpose. And what is that purpose? To be a joy for someone else. Yes, you were brought here to be a joy for someone else. But before you can be that joy or that light to someone else, you must have a joy and a light within yourself. Yes, within yourself. How do I get that? By looking deep within. How do I look within? I do a self-analysis. And in that self-analysis, I find the thing that is most important to me. And I focus on that one important thing. And that one important thing is, you got it, me. That's right. That one important thing is me. Yes, nobody will take care of you like you. Nobody will do you like you. So you must know how you should do yourself. Yes, 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 you should know how to do yourself. Of course, you know, you treat yourself right. You treat yourself nice. You may even treat yourself out to a dinner or two. You don't have to have anyone with you. You just go along and talk to yourself. Yeah, just sit by the window. When somebody walk by, you just wave at them. Say, hey, how you doing? Enjoy yourself. Yes, enjoy yourself. And enjoying yourself, you'll find out a lot about yourself. You'll find out that, hey, I don't have to be sad. I don't have to be unhappy. Who cares that I don't make $1 million? Well, I do kind of care that I don't make $1 million. But who cares you don't make $1 million? But it's not all about the money. It's about the satisfaction that you find within yourself. Who am I? I am important. I am somebody special. I may not be special to you, but I am special to me. And because I'm special to me, I'm not going to let you treat me any kind of way. I'm not going to let you down me, tell me I ain't nothing, tell me I'll never be nothing, tell me I don't amount to anything. I'm just like my old daddy, just move around like my old mama. I'm not going to hear all of that because I don't have to, because I am special. Yes, I am. I'm not special head, but, you know, I am special. And however, if I was to have some dysfunctionals or some medical disabilities, I am still special. Why? Because I am special to me. Nobody can treat me like I can treat me. I'm my best friend. I'm my best neighbor. And I am my best company. Yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. Me and a mirror, boy, we can have a good time. I talk to it, it'll talk back to me, and we'll have a great time. I won't have to worry about having nobody else. Yes, 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 because I will be there and I will talk to myself. I will say, self, and I would have a good time. I would have a good time. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. I have a good time because I know when I spend time with myself that I am somebody. That I am important. The world goes around. The world evolves around. But I am standing, yes, I am, right there in the center. So instead of me evolving around the world evolves around me. Now, if the world evolves around me, how come I'm not part of the crowd? Well, sometimes, you know, we just don't look the part. Sometimes, you know, we just don't put our very best foot forward. Sometimes, you know, we get a little scared. Yes, we get a little scared. We worry about what the people going to say. We worry about how they going to look at us. We worry about what they going to do, how they going to react. But you know what? I cannot control those people. When they look at me, I look at them. They smile at me, I smile at them. They frown at me, I act like I don't see them. Why? Because I am not the one you want to be frowning at. Because I have joy within. Yes, I do. I have joy within. Because I spent time with myself and I found out that I am important. And I am important to me. So what if I'm not a part of the crowd? The crowd don't make me. I'm the one that makes the crowd. Yes, I'm the one that makes the crowd because the world evolves around me. can I get everyone to understand who I am? Well, it's not important that they understand. It's more so important that you understand. That you understand that you are somebody. You understand that you are important, and that you understand that you can do whatever it is that you want to do. The sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. Don't let no one put a lid on you. That's right. Don't let no one put a lid on you, because you can. All you have to do is just try this little trick right here. Yeah. Go stand in a mirror and look at yourself and say, self. Now, if you hear a hum back, don't get scared. You say, self. Can I do that?
Yes, you can.
Self. Don't I look good?
You are the
self. What am I going to do today?
Now, only you can think of that one now. I don't know what you're going to do today.
Self, I am on my way. Yeah, I am on my way. And you know where I'm on my way to? I'm on my way to face my family. Yeah, I'm on my way to face my family. Because, see, they always told me that I wasn't able to do this, and I wasn't able to do that. But I come to a conclusion. Yes, I have. When I spent time with myself, you know, when I went out to dinner, rented me a car, drove up to that nice restaurant, put some of my hard-earned money on the table, and brought me a hamburger and a Coke. Yeah, I did. I brought me a hamburger and a Coke, yeah. I went to this nice restaurant, and I bought me a hamburger and a Coke. Yes, I did. And I sat there, and I ate my hamburger, and I drank my Coke, and I enjoyed myself until I was ready to go. Yep, until I was ready to go. I stayed there a whole hour. Yeah, I did. I stayed there a whole hour. Yeah, a whole hour. Yes, I did. I spent an hour with myself. So now I'm going over here, and I'm going to face my family, and I'm going to let them know that they were wrong. Yes, they was. They were wrong for telling me that I couldn't be nobody. They were wrong for telling me that I wasn't going to amount to anything. They were wrong. Yes, they were. They were wrong. I'm going to tell them that they know they were wrong. Yes, I am. I'm going to tell you why. Because they are the ones that caused me to fear itself. Yes, it did. They caused me to fear itself. And you know how they did that? By telling me I wasn't going to do nothing. By telling me I wasn't able to do this. By telling me all those kids were bigger than me. By telling me that I wasn't good as them. Telling me that I couldn't make no grades like they made. But look at me. I'm a college graduate. Yes, I am. I got my own apartment. Yeah, I do. I got my own apartment. I got my own apartment, and I just brought me a 1985 Honda Civic. Yeah, I did. I brought me a 1985 Honda Civic. Yes, 85 Honda Civic. 85 Honda Civic for $1,500. Oh, I think they called me now about. I think they called me now about their license plate. Hold on. Hello? Yeah. I just bought that 1985 Honda Civic. Uh-huh. Okay. So I come get tired of mine. All right. Okay. Well, I'll be there. How about 12 o'clock? 12 o'clock sharp? All right, 12 o'clock, I'll be there. All right. Okay, I'll see you then. Well, you have a good day too now. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, see, I told you they were calling me about that Honda Civic. Yeah, I got that Honda Civic. They told me I wasn't going to be able to do nothing. But I showed them. Yeah, I showed them. I went and got that Honda Civic. Now I'm going to drive myself over there. Let them know that I'm like Georgia Reeves. Sure, I'm moving up to the east side. Yes, I am. I'm moving up to the east side. Yeah, and I ain't going to look back. Because every time I look back, I get a critic. And every time I get a critic, that hold me up. Yeah, that hold me up. Then I had to go back to the mirror, take myself out again, and say, self, don't I look good? Yes, you do. Self, what am I going to do today? I don't know what you're going to do today. You have to answer that yourself. Here I am. I know what I said I was going to do. I'm going to go and face my family. Yes, I am. I'm going to tell Uncle Bubba. Yeah, I'm going to tell Uncle Bubba. I'm going to start with Uncle Bubba first because he always gave me a hard time. But I'm going to go over there and shake them keys in his face and say, hey, Uncle Bubba. He's going to say, watch out now. I'm going to say, hey, Uncle Bubba. He's going to say, look at that young fella. I'm going to say, yeah, Uncle Bubba. Hey, I got them keys, boy. I got them keys. Yeah, I got them keys. No, Uncle Bubba ain't no Cadillac. No, Uncle Bubba, I don't live in no penthouse. No, Uncle Bubba, stop doing that to me. You know I got me a one-bedroom apartment. I drive a 1985 Honda Civic. They going to give me the Tyler Lamar. I ain't going to drive. I got to have a license. Oh, Uncle Bubba, you didn't tell me that. You didn't say when I get grown, I need to get me a car. Oh, Uncle Bubba. Well, he's going to bring me tired tomorrow. Don't tell nobody. He's going to bring me tired tomorrow. I can drive. As long as I stay on the right side of the road, right? I do the side on the right side of the road, going down the left side coming up. Oh, all right then, Uncle Bubba. I got it, Uncle Bubba. I got it. But you know what, Uncle Bubba? You told me I wasn't going to be able to do that. Yes, you did. Yeah, way back when I was a little bitty, you called me Pee-wee. Yeah, you called me Pee-wee. And I said, I ain't no Pee-wee. Yeah, Uncle Bubba. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's me, Pee-wee. Yeah, you know you called me Pee-wee, Uncle Bubba. You said I was gonna never get big. You said I was gonna never grow up. You said I was gonna always be Little Pee Wee. Uncle Bubba, guess what? I got me a half. Well, it ain't no half, but we got me an apartment. I got me a 1985 Honda Civic. And I'm moving on up. Yes, I am. I'm moving on up, Uncle Bubba. Yeah. I'm be living over there by Jordan Weezy. Yeah, I'm be living over there by Jordan Weezy. You know, on the east side. We ain't got no east side. Oh, Uncle Bubba. Who that then I was talking to this morning? They said they were with Jordan Weezy. Ooh. I called somebody the wrong name, Uncle Bubba. That's all right, though, Uncle Bubba. I just came over here to tell you that I know now that I can make it. Yeah, Uncle Bubba. If I got me a job, I got me an apartment, and I got me a car. Yeah, Uncle Bubba, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, Uncle Bubba. They paid me $6.25. Yeah, they said that minimum wage. Yeah, Uncle Bubba, they said minimum wage. Yeah. $6.25. Yeah. They pay me once a month. Yeah, once a month. Yeah, once a month. Yeah, I'm doing big now, Uncle Bubba. I'm doing big. I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Uncle Bubba. Yeah. What couldn't George at? What couldn't George at? You know, he always gave me a hard time, too. Yeah, couldn't George. He always gave me a hard time. Yeah. I want him to come out here and see this night in 1985. Yeah. Yeah, Uncle Bubba. I bought this brand new. Yeah. I know it's 2012, but I bought it brand new. It's brand new to me. Yeah, there ain't no scratches on it. Look at that. Woo! That cardboard seat. Look at that right there, Uncle Bubba. Can't you feel that cardboard right there? Can't you feel that cardboard? Ah, yeah, man, it's smooth. Yeah. Bright white. Yeah. Yeah, I can work with Uncle Bubba. Yeah. I can do this. Uncle Bubba, what couldn't George? Yeah, Uncle Bubba, what couldn't George at? Yeah, he out on the back porch. All right, I'm glad he's on the back porch talking to Uncle George. Hey, Uncle George, how you doing? Yeah, this Pee Wee. Yeah, this Pee Wee. Yeah, Pee Wee got, I'm big boy now. I'm big boy now. Yeah, I'm doing it, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. No, Uncle George, you know I ain't got no girlfriend. Why you always got to bring that up, Uncle George? I ain't got no girlfriend. Yeah, I'm going to give me one, though. I'm going to give me one. Yeah. It's a nice-looking girl down there. Yeah, you know. Yeah, the butcher shop. You know where I work at the butcher shop. Yeah. At the butcher shop. Yeah. She a big girl, too, boy. She real good. She real good to me. Yeah, she look out for me. Yeah. Yeah, Uncle George, yeah, that kind of one you want. Yeah, you won't want to look out for her. Yeah. I look out for her too, Uncle George. Yeah, for a birthday. Yeah, I got a big old cake and some flowers. Yeah, Uncle George. Yeah. Nah, we ain't been on no date, Uncle George. I just got her some flowers and cake. Yeah, Uncle George, Uncle George. Yeah, we had a little birthday party at the butcher shop. Yeah, we had to cut it short when the boss came back, but we had a good time. Yeah, we had a good time. Oh, Uncle George, stop all of that. Stop all that. You know ain't no need for all that. No. Oh, Uncle George, you know don't do that. Don't do that, Uncle George. I'm still the virgin. Yeah. I know I'm 25. Uncle George. Yeah, I'm saving myself, man. I'm saving myself, yeah. I'm saving myself. I ain't say I'm saved, Uncle George. I said I'm saving myself. Yeah. Yeah, for that right one. Yeah. I believe she's going to be the one, Uncle George, though. I believe she's going to be the one. Yeah, I got me an apartment now. I got me a job. I just bought me a cab, 1985 on the city. Yeah, Uncle George, yeah. So we and her can go on a date now. Yeah, we can go on a date now. Yeah. You know I couldn't go on a date before because I was riding on my bicycle. Yeah, you know a bicycle. Yeah, Uncle George. I had a flat. I fell out on the five. I hit the curb, Uncle George. I remember just going up in there. I thought I was Superman. I came down and fell like Spider-Man because I hit the ground, Uncle George. Woo! I had to take 3 days off. Yeah, that's all they give me with pay. 3 days off, Uncle George. Yeah. They said they need me back at the butcher shop. Yeah, Uncle George. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Nah, I ain't filed no claim, nothing. Why I'm going to file a claim? all the jars. You didn't tell me that. You said when you fell at the supermarket store, they paid you. I ain't know you had to file no claim. I thought they just came up and gave you the money when they pick you up. Now, Uncle George, you didn't tell me all that. Yeah. I understand now. Yeah, because, you know, Pee-wee grown. Pee-wee big boy now. He 25. Yeah, Pee-wee 25. I got going on now, Uncle George. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Who that back there? What? I didn't know you had a day, Uncle Joy. Oh, don't your bad. How old are you, Uncle Joy? 75. You still going on day? Boy, when I get 75, I'll be going on day too, to Uncle Joy. Boy, yeah. Oh, you want me to be like you? Huh? Why I can't be like you, Uncle Joy? No, Uncle Joy, no, don't tell me that now. You don't be lonely, do you, Uncle George? Why you be lonely, Uncle George? You messed up. What you mean you messed up? When? I ain't know you were married before. Huh? You were married before, Uncle George? You did. Oh, Uncle George, was she a good woman? What you do that for, Uncle George? You were drinking. Why were you drinking, Uncle George? Nah, Uncle George, no. You can't get her back? She married again. Oh, Uncle George, now, Uncle George. She married your best friend. Say you treated her right. Oh, he didn't drink. He didn't smoke. Oh, what's wrong with him? He didn't drink, he didn't smoke. What's wrong with it? Huh? He was a cool cat. Ah, Uncle George. Well, Uncle George, maybe one of these days you'll be like me. I'm gonna get married soon. Yeah, Uncle George. Yeah, I'm gonna get married. I'm gonna do like you told me to. I'm gonna treat right, cause you know I don't mean no harm to Uncle George, but I don't want mine to get away. Nah, I don't want mine to get away, Uncle George. Yeah, I gotta treat mine right. Yeah, I got to treat mine right, Uncle George. Yeah. Drive around that 1985 Honda Civic. Yeah, going to wash it, wax it tomorrow. Uh-huh. Yeah. Going to put some of that Dawn dishwasher detergent in them hot water. Going to scrub them tires. Boy, they going to look like brand new money. Yeah, Uncle George. Yeah. All right, then, Uncle George. I'm going to let you go. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna get back over here and talk to Uncle Bubba. Yeah. Me and Uncle Bubba, we had a good time. But you know Uncle Bubba always gave me a hard time, just like you did. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uncle Bubba. You playing domino? No, Uncle Bubba, how you playing domino? You know you can't see it. What I? How you playing domino? Huh? How you always end up with Big Six if you can't see? Yeah, and them double five. Yeah. Oh, I ain't gonna tell nobody you got a bark, Uncle Bubba. Uncle Bubba got the dollar old bark. Yeah. You be cheating, Uncle Bubba. You know that? You know that's cheating? Huh? What do you mean if it ain't cheating if they don't find out? Yeah, it is. You know you cheating. You know you ain't that ain't right there, Uncle Bubba. You getting all they check. Shame on you. You know better. Get them for their money back. You know you cheat. Yo, glaucoma. You ain't ain't got no glaucoma. The doctor said you were blind in one eye. You could hardly see out of it. You know that ain't no glaucoma. I don't know why you need to always tell people that. You know better. You know that ain't no glaucoma. Yeah, Uncle Bubba, you just blind, man. You just blind. I hate to tell you, but you just blind, Uncle Bubba. But you know, Uncle Bubba, you know you get sick or anything. You know, you come over there and see and stay with me. Yeah, I got a one bedroom apartment. Yeah, Over on the east side. Yeah, I drive you over there in my 1985 Honda Civic. Yeah, Uncle Bubba. After I put that darling dishwasher turd on them tide, man, it'll be nice and clean. That white wall will be shining. Yeah. We'll be rolling in, Uncle Bubba. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you told me. Yeah, she good too, Uncle Buck. I know I gotta be right myself, yes sir. Yes sir, I gotta be right myself. But I am. I've been working on myself. Yeah. Yeah, I pushed out all them negative things that y'all told me about me. Yeah, I did. You told me I was ugly, bow legged. Yeah. Couldn't have because I had that gap in my teeth. But you know what? I went to the dentist. You know, because down at the butcher shop. At the butcher shop, you know, I got benefits. Yeah. I got some benefits. Yeah. Yeah, they fixed that for me. See that smile right there, Buckle Bubba. You see that smile right there, boy. You see that smile. Yeah, that smile. I got that smile going on. Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna worry about my hair right now. Yeah. You know, that's extra. That's a lot more money. Yeah, but I got my benefits. Yes, sir. They tell you I'm a check. Just like they do yours. Oh, they don't take you all out of your check? Well, how you get your teeth fixed? Huh? You got dentures? Oh, Uncle, I thought they were your teeth. I didn't know you had dentures. That's why you got that polygrip. I always want to know why you had that polygrip. Now I know why you got that polygrip. Polygrip to hold your teeth. That's why you be squinting your eyes when you be doing your teeth. Yeah. I understand. Yeah, you getting old. Oh, Bubba, don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. I'm just 25. Yeah, I'm a youngster, Bubba. I'm a youngster. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, then Pee Wee. You know my boys, Uncle Bubba. You know you can't see me that good. You know that, Pee Wee. Yeah. No, I can't be buying no cigarettes now. Now you got dentures and blind and when I can't see out there, I can't be adding to them bare ever. No, sir. I know I'm supposed to respect my elders and everything, but I can't do that. See, I got to save my money. Yeah, I got to save my money. I got to give me some furniture for my apartment. Remember I told you I had an apartment, but I ain't got no furniture. I got my apartment, I got my job, I got my car. Yeah, I ain't got no furniture, though. I got to give me some furniture. Yeah, I was looking over there at the furniture store the other day. Yeah, little lady was smiling at me. I smiled back. She said, "You got rid of your gap." I said, "Yes, ma'am, I did. Yes, ma'am, I did." That's why I smiled. Yeah, I want everybody to know. Well, everybody know I got rid of that gap right there. Yes, I did. Yeah. She said she might give me some credit. Uncle Bubba, what's credit? Huh? That's like 9 later. We eat something 9, save something for later. So that means I can get my sofa, my couch, my love seat, and my lazy boy recliner chair, and then I can pay her later. was Repo. Hey, when we come Repo myself, I'm going to pay, Uncle Bubba. You know I always pay. I paid you even though you cheat me. I knew them dominoes the car with March. Yeah. That's right. How you going to talk about an honest man? You ain't never been honest a day in your life. You was. When? What? They cheated you out your money. You found money and turned it in? What did you get to, Young Bubba? Huh? They said you didn't need it. It wasn't about what you did. You found it was yours. Why you give it to them anyway? Nah, Uncle Bubba, you should have been listening to country. Yeah, you should have been listening to country. Yeah, you know that song, Kenny Rogers? Know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away. Well, I wouldn't have walked away. I'd have ran with everybody there, Uncle Bubba. I'd have ran. I sure would have. I would have ran, Uncle Bubba. Ain't no way. So ever since then, you've been cheating. Oh, Uncle Bubba. You know that what you lost. You ain't gonna get it back cheating. That should make you wanna be more honest with people. Yeah. You'll feel good about yourself. By being honest. But all right then. Yeah. Be honest. Yeah, that's what I was doing. That's why I came over here. Be honest with y'all, let y'all know that y'all told me wrong. When I was growing up, y'all told me I wasn't going to be nothing. I wasn't going to amount to nothing. I wasn't going to have nothing. But look at me now. Yeah. Got my perma-prep jeans on. Got my Stonewall shirt. Got my Nikes. Yeah, these Air Jordan right here, these Air Jordan. Yeah, I feel like I'm floating. Yeah, I probably won't need them now. Now I got that Honda Civic. I'll be cruising now. Yeah, be cruising. Yeah, don't tell nobody. I gotta get my license, man. Don't be telling nobody. Yeah, I'm gonna get them. Yeah, how much are they? Yeah, I can do that. I do? Oh, well. I better work on my life then before I try to take out on a date. Yeah. Get my license, and then I take out on a date. Okay. No, can't be go to jail. No, can't be locked up. No. No, I'd be scared, be locked up. No, sir. No, sir. Well, all right then, Uncle Bubba. I sure appreciate talking to you. Yeah. I always enjoy talking to you. Yes, sir, I sure do. Well, all right then. I'm going to get on nobody else. I'll talk to you later. Okay, Uncle Bo. I love y'all. All right, talk to you later. Okay. Hey, Pee-wee. All right. Tell my dad hello. All right, then. Yeah. All right, then. Talk to you later. Okay, Uncle Bo. Pee-wee. Uncle Bo. Pee-wee had to find joy within himself because his uncles had told him things that had held him down. He had to let go of that. In order for him to move forward, He had to release that from himself. Then he had to let them know. And by letting them know, he was able to release it even more so. Because he had found that person that they told him that he could not become. Yes, he had found his joy within. Pee-wee was happy. He was excited. He was ready to get up every morning and go to that butcher job to see that smiling young lady meet him at the door, even if she just said, "Hey, Pee-wee," or she just waved. But Pee-wee said, even if she didn't, he was happy. He had joy. Because he had found the person that the people said that he could not become. And that's how you find joy within. You have to search within yourself. Remember the definition of joy? The emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of processing what one desires. The expression or exhibition of such an emotion. Joy. When you have joy, other people have joy. And if other people don't have joy, you should have joy. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at the circumstance. Don't even look at their faces. So Pee-wee was able to face his fears. That was his family. Yes, his family. You have to face your fears in order to have joy. You have to overcome those obstacles. You have to tell yourself, have to do like Pee-wee, stand in the mirror, talk to yourself, tell yourself that I can make it. That I am somebody. I can do this. I don't have to be like them. I am me. Only I can take care of me. I'm my best friend. I'm my best company. I'm my best critic. I always be there for me. When no one else is. So, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to have joy. And how do I get that? I get that from within. Knowing that I am special. Knowing that I can do what people say that I cannot do. I can accomplish things that people never thought that I could. But even if I don't, I still have me. I have joy within. Because that joy within is me. So I have me on the inside. Me on the outside, me surrounding me, then I will have joy because that joy is within me. Yes, that joy is within me. And when I find me, I found everything that I need. I found my joy. I found my hope. I found my strength. I found my power. I find my love, I find my companionship, I find my success, I find my future, because all of that is wrapped up in me. And see, that's what people don't want you to do. They don't want you to have joy, because when you have joy, it shines a light on them, and it shows that they're in darkness. Yes, shows them that they're not happy. And the old saying is, misery loves company. But I refuse to be miserable. What about you? Refuse to be miserable. Refuse to be the butt end of somebody else's joke. Refuse to be the joke, the laughter of the party. Instead, be the laughter in the party. And that party begins with yourself. Yes, the party begins with yourself. That's right. The party begins with yourself. And when you begin to find yourself, you will find joy. Yes, you will find joy when you find yourself. Because I believe there's a proverb that says, a merry heart does the soul good. Laughter is like a medicine. Yes, laughter is like a medicine. Begin to laugh. Begin to express yourself. Begin to enjoy yourself. And by doing that, you'll release laughter in the air, and you'll find that that laughter brings up joy. It will bubble up within you. Yes, it will bubble up within you. And when it begins to bubble up within you, it will begin to pour out on the outside. When it begins to pour out on the outside, then other people will see the change within you, because it all starts within you. Yes, it all starts within you. You have to find yourself. And when you find yourself, you find all that you need. You find your joy. You find your peace. You find your love. You find your happiness. You find your companionship. You find your success. Everything that you need is within. How is it released? It's released through joy. It's released through joy. Like the old song says, I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. And in this case, he is Jesus. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. And when you find yourself, you will find the joy that will take you on your path and on your journey to where even you will be amazed. Even you might not understand. But just ride the wave, listen to the laughter, and enjoy the journey that it takes you. Because joy will take you on a journey. Not like misery, because with joy, you will enjoy the ride. Because joy is worth having. Joy is worth keeping. Joy is what you'll need when troubles and situations and circumstances come up against you. When people begin to tell you that you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't have this, you can't have that, you can't go here, you can't go there, you won't become this, you won't become that. You have to know within yourself. You have to fight within yourself and say three words. Yes, I can. Grab hold to joy. It's three letters. And grab hold to those three letters by saying those three words. Yes, I can. Yes, I can do it. Yes, I can make it. Yes, I can have it. Yes, I can become. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. So that's your fighting power, to keep your joy. When they say you can't, say yes, I can. When they say you won't, say yes, I can. You can even change that yes, I can to yes, I will. Those are the words that will help you find the joy and the peace within. Joy, how to find joy within. Be true to yourself. Be real with yourself. But most of all, be yourself. Pee-wee was himself. Once he found himself, he did not change. No matter what they said, no matter what they thought, he still did not change from the time he entered their conversation to the time he left. Do not let the circumstances or the environment change your way of thinking. Grab hope to those words. Yes, I can. Yes, I will. Look in the mirror. Say, yes, I can. Yes, I will. And when does it start? Now. Three letters. N-O-W. It starts now. So if you want to have joy, find it within yourself. You want to keep your joy? Say, yes, I can, and yes, I will. You want to go forth in victory and in success? Let it begin now, because there is no time like the present, and there is no day like today. And there is no one that can do it like you can. How to find joy within. You've been listening to The Joy Doctor on www.blogtalkradio.com. I'll be here every Monday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And I hope that you learn are able to take something away from how to find joy within. Because truly, it begins within yourself. How you see yourself, how other people see you, and how you respond to the way other people say that they see you. But if you look in the mirror, you'll see yourself. And you turn and you walk away by saying, yes, I can, yes, I will. Yes, I can have joy, yes, I will have joy. Yes, I can keep my joy, yes, I will keep my joy. Because I have found joy within. And that which I have found, no one can take it. That which I found, I will not give it up. That which I found, I shall only give away, and that's to the people that come in and embrace it like I have. Joy. The emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of processing what one desires. Desire the best, look for the best, hope for the best, and have joy with all that the journey and the endeavor brings you. Tune in next week, this time, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., every Monday, since the standard time, to The Joy Doctor, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Yes, tell a friend, call someone, let them know that The Joy Doctor is on the air at www.blogtalkradio.com. Listen and be blessed. Listen and be encouraged. Listen and be enlightened, knowing that you can too have joy, and the joy that you have cannot be taken because it's hidden and kept within you. Yes, The Joy Doctor, www.blogtalkradio.com. Tune in next week as we continue on how to find joy within. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you for listening. Tune in again next week to The Joy Doctor, www.blogtalkradio.com. Be blessed and remember that only you can find joy and keep the joy that you have.